pass defense during your self-scout?
Too many big plays. You know, I think we're getting pretty consistent, pressure. I think we've got to convert our opportunities. I think the last time we met, we talked about in the game, the last game, we had three real legitimate chances at takeaways. And, in the NFL, these games come down to two, three, four plays, and you got to make those plays. And that's going to always be the case from week in to week out. And, if we make a couple of those interceptions, all right, then, that's two possessions that we take away from them and give the offense the ball, and so that's what you have to do. These efficient passing teams with veteran quarterbacks, and, we're certainly going to see, Eli here Sunday night. He's very efficient. Does a great job of getting the ball out of his hands. They don't give up many sacks because he gets rid of the ball. You can have people coming free. And, I think you saw Minnesota get pretty good pressure, but, came away with no sacks. It's because of a veteran quarterback that understands his system, doesn't want to take negative plays. So, I think all in all, what we've got to do is we've got to make our plays and we have opportunities.
What do you think's happened with Randall the last couple of weeks?
Oh, I think it's like any young corner in the league. Okay, you go out there and you're matched up and you're going to make some plays. You're going to miss some plays, But I think Demaryius will be fine. He's a young guy. It's a real competitor, and he's going through what I think a lot of young corners go through.
With Sam not out there, and also him having sort of a quiet personality anyway, and Casey being in San Diego now, is there at all a lack of leadership with the young guys? Is that part of anything?
I don't think so. I think it's. It's a matter of going out, and when you're matched up against these top receivers, they're going to make their plays, okay? You got to come back and make yours. And like I say, the biggest thing we didn't get done the last time out was, we were about to come in the locker room here 31-3 with, playing a lot of young guys out there, and, we give up the 70-some yarder there with 50 seconds to go, and then we turn right around. And, they go down and score, in the first series. So that's a 14-point swing, where we're sitting there pretty much in control of the game. And momentum's big, So we've got to find a way to make those plays, and I think we will.
Don, when you guys got rid of or cut Joe Thomas in the summer at 15, how tough was that cut for you guys and for you personally? And how much better is he today than he was 14 months ago?
Well, Joe's a big part of our defense. I mean, you can see that, we utilize his athletic ability. I thought he was really big in our dime defense, our third down defense, which I think ended in the top 10, a year ago. And we got off to a good start the first two games. We certainly didn't play as well on third down. And that was one of the problems, last time out is we let them convert some third downs, which kept drives alive. But Joe's a big part of that. I think he does a good job. I think he can blitz. I think he's a pretty good cover man. You saw he broke and had his hands on a ball, I think he'll normally come up with. But I think, I just felt coming into this season that, we got Joe what in the third game a year ago, and he played all of our dime snaps, and we even used him in some of the nickel stuff, later on in the season. So I just felt he'd be that much better, and I thought he had a good training camp, good preseason. You saw him make some splash plays, in the preseason games. He's tackled well. So, to me, the arrow's pointing up for Joe.
Hey, Dom, nothing against any of the UFAs that you guys rotated on set, for a number of years there, but what kind of difference does it make, when you have – a group now that's led by, I think, four first-round draft picks to have that kind of athletic sort of pedigree at that position?
At the outside position? Yes. Yeah, well, I really like our depth at the outside position. We feel comfortable, with a lot of different combinations there. You've got, the veteran leadership with Julius. Clay's back out there, and we like what Clay can give us. I think Nick Perry's off to his best start, since he's been here. And playing very physical, on the run, and obviously rushing the passer well. you know, we've got the young guys in Kyler Fackrell, and Kyler, you saw him make a sack, you know, in the last game, and Jay Rohn, it's good to have Jay Rohn back. You know, we know what kind of plays he can make. You saw him make a big play on that reverse, you know, for the tackle for the loss, and that was an instinctive play. And now hopefully we get Dayton back, you know, because Dayton gives us another big physical presence. So, I think we've got a lot of flexibility at that position. You know, we've got some big guys that can rotate and rush inside when we want to put, you know, maybe four of those guys on the field at the same time.
And Don, when you are preparing for a guy like Odell Beckham, who's obviously explosive and also has an explosive personality, how do you approach that?
Well, all you have to do is watch tape, and Odell catches your eye. I mean, he's a rare guy. I mean, you know, he's got elite ability. I think he's a dynamic player. You're always concerned because when he gets the ball in his hands, you know, he's really good with the ball after the catch. So, you know, as you look at them, they've got three very talented receivers. I mean, this is one of the more talented receiving groups in the league with a veteran quarterback. So that's the first thing you think about. But, you know, Odell's one of those guys that every time he touches the ball, you know, he has a chance to make a big play. So, and he plays. I mean, he plays with a lot of tempo. You can see that, you know, he's an emotional player, you know, on the field. But, you know, you don't have to look at much tape, all right, that he's going to catch your attention because he's very strong with the ball after the catch and very explosive, you know, in and out of his breaks.
Dom, you mentioned Eli gets rid of the ball quickly, doesn't take a lot of sacks. What else about him has made him such a tough customer when you faced him over the years?
Well, he's a very smart, you know, I think, quarterback that is going to call a lot of the game at the line of scrimmage based off of your defensive looks. You know, he's going to try to get them into the best plays, you know, based off of what he sees, you know, out of you. So they, you know, they're a no-huddle offense, so much like ours, that he's going to do a lot at the line of scrimmage and get them in and out of what they feel are the best plays against, you know, what defense you have called. And so very well schooled. And he makes a lot of the right decisions, you know, and he's a guy that, he's a rhythm thrower. And I think that ties in with their run and their play action pass game, which I think he has a very, very good handle on that. And very efficient guy.
Does it help that you've faced this at training camp? I mean, at least the schemes are similar enough. I mean, it's no huddle, it's shotgun, it's three receivers. In the same scheme, does it help that you've seen that day after day after day after day?
Well, you hope so. I mean, the more reps you get against it, hopefully the more comfortable you get. I'd say, you know, there's some correlation there, you know, in terms of working against it every day against Aaron, who's, you know, one of the best in the league of getting you in and out of the right plays. And with three receivers on the field, you know, I mean, you're going to be in a lot of sub defense to try to have the matchups because they've got three guys you're always concerned about matching up with.
Two more. Dominic, excuse me, that Curry is playing. Does that have any impact on Matthews? I mean, Matthews is always going to draw the double team. They're always going to, you know, shade to him. But the way he's playing right now, is there any way that you see it that it affects him or helps him?
Well, I think it always helps, all right, if you've got two guys that can threaten you. I mean, that's what everybody looks for, you know. I think that, you know, if you've got Nick, who's playing very well on one side, and you've got Clay, you know, on the other side, then they have to make some decisions, you know, because whether it's tight ends, okay, that are going to help the linemen, or whether it's backs, all right, you know, chips or thumps, you know, on either side, with those guys, if they're playing to their ability, all right, then, you know, they can give some tackles problems in terms of pass protection.
Don, I'm sure when you watched the tape, you saw some of the extracurricular stuff with Beckham and Norman and Beckham and Rhodes. Well, over the course of your career, what has been your thought about guys on either side of the ball, offense or defense, that really choose to engage and sort of the mental part of things in addition to just going out and playing football?
Well, I think there's a lot of players, okay, that do that, you know, and some of the times that's their strength, okay, is they play the game, okay, with a, you know, high degree of intensity and you know, have that type of temperament, you know, and you sometimes, you know, that's what makes them great players. And, you know, I've seen a lot of great players that, you know, play on the edge. You know, I mean, this is a game, okay, where many times you have to play on the edge, and it's just a matter of not letting that, you know, influence your play.